WHBO.
That's WHBO. We want to have you with us. We want you all to know.
Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll free 877-443-1230. Now, the People Speak.
Good morning. It is 9:26. I'm Jeff. You're listening to The People Speak. And today we've got a guest in studio. We've got Sharon Marquardt.
Yes.
From the Sparta area. I guess you call yourself the event coordinator, is it?
I do, yes.
And you've got an event coming up.
We do. It's the fifth annual Flight Fest that Sparta Air Services puts on. It was originally introduced in 2014 by Scott Marquardt, and his ultimate vision was to just bring Southern Illinois closer together while heightening interest in aviation.
So, I mean, the airport's been out there a long time.
It has. It's the 60s, about.
Wow. Uh-huh.
Joseph Bates is the man responsible for getting it out there, so we're grateful to him.
All right, I'll tell you what, let's take our break here and we'll come back and we'll talk about the Flight Fest coming up here.
Great.
You're listening to The People Speak on Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. We will be right back. Welcome back, 9:33. This is The People Speak. I'm Jeff, and again, we are talking with Sharon from the Sparta Area Services here in Sparta, the event coordinator for the upcoming Flight Fest this weekend.
Yes.
And this is, how many years did you say this has been going on?
This is our fifth year doing it. I guess I could mention a couple highlights that we have.
Sure.
One of the main attractions is the Young Eagle flights. So that is put on by the EAA chapter, which is Experimental Aircraft Association. Mm-hmm. It's where pilots donate their time, their fuel, their aircraft, and they come out and give children ages 8 to 17 a complimentary flight. So that can be done this Saturday. You can just come in, register, and they'll get a free flight that day. Some other attractions are the helicopter rides we'll have from Black Diamond Aviation in Marion, Illinois. And we'll have a car show and static aircraft display. And, of course, the Fly Girls will be there this year. They'll be presenting the awards for the winners of the car show and the aircraft show. So.
And that's, what group is that?
That is just a group I put together with some friends, and it is like a retro pinup style from the 20s. We were actually in the Redbud Parade this past June, and it was a total hit. So they'll be back for the Flight Fest.
Cool. And this is coming up this
Saturday? This Saturday, the 14th. It's going to be from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. There'll be tons of regional vendors. There'll be food trucks. Like I said, the helicopter rides, the Young Eagle flights. Lots of aircraft are going to fly in, weather permitting, which it's looking really good. So
true. I think Friday morning there's some rain, but Saturday's looking good.
Yeah, it's going to be great. So fingers and toes crossed. Yes, that would be good too.
We'll get this heat out of the way, move it out before the weekend. So
yeah.
So how long you've been involved with it, I guess, since it's the beginning of this Flight Fest?
Yes, which was 2014, and it has simply just evolved ever since. Last year, I think, well, actually, our first year we had probably 800 show up, 800 attendees, and then last year we had about 1,200. So it keeps getting bigger and bigger. Our ultimate dream would be to have an air show, but that could be in the works, you know, for future events. But as of now, this is just what we have planned. So, right. But it's been great. The community loves it. We like putting it on. It's a free event, free admission, free parking, and we welcome the community with open arms and hope that they show up.
So it kind of focuses not just on air, but also on the airport itself, you know. I mean, kind of lets people come in and maybe that drive by it every day but have never really stopped in just to see what all is, you know, available out there.
Absolutely. It has open doors. We actually do flight instruction, discovery flights, which are huge interest.
And what is the discovery flight?
Sure. That's like an introductory lesson of flight training, and it lasts about 30 minutes. But you get to learn the basic skills of flying, learn how to take off, land, and just take a small flight around the region and get your first taste of flight. So that's been a really huge highlight for Sparta Aero as well.
So I think you also offer flight instruction out there, don't you?
That's correct. You can get your lessons at Sparta Aero. We have instructors there, and right now we have a full plate of students, so we stay pretty busy with that. And we do maintenance. We have hangar rentals and aircraft rental as well. So we are pretty busy.
So how long does it take to put one of these flight fests together?
Ideally it should take me a year practically, but 6 months, it's gotten a lot easier in recent years, just because people are more aware of it now. So people come to me asking to be a part of it rather than me doing all the search. I think I've been gathering for about 6 months now, and fingers crossed that everything runs smoothly.
So I guess, what would you say would be one of the big highlights of this?
The Young Eagle flights are a huge attraction. We get a lot of the kids from the community that come in. They get a certificate when they're done, and there's always a line for it. So we have kid activities in the hangar to keep them occupied while they're waiting for their flight. We'll have crafts, we'll have a paper airplane derby, and again, this is all free. This is mm-hmm. complimentary. So we invite the community to come out and have fun and participate.
Yeah, and I think you've got some food vendors as well.
We will. We'll have the Butcher's Block there, Mr. Ripple's Lunchbox, and then Aunt Nettie's Kettle Corn and House of Wings here in Sparta. And then we'll have some local vendors come out. They do crafts. We'll have a comic book guy out there. We'll have things for everybody. We'll also have a 50-50 raffle, which is huge.
Right.
Yeah.
That's always good to take something home with you.
Yes, exactly. It is. The kids will definitely get souvenirs and airplanes. And I also wanted to mention Sparta Aero was awarded Airport of the Year in 2017.
Wow.
Yeah, in general aviation. So that was good exposure for us as well.
So how long has that airport been in existence out there?
The airport itself was founded in 1961, I believe. Sparta Aero has been out there, I honestly couldn't tell you the year, but quite a long time. I've been affiliated with it since 2012. So, it's been established for quite some time.
So I know kind of, you know, Sparta Aero is also, a lot of people refer to it as Hunter Field.
Yes, they do. The Hunter brothers were iconic here in this area. They were true barnstormers, and that Joseph Bates wanted to, keep them in memory and name it after them. So it is Hunter Field, also known as KSAR, Sparta Airport. So.
Okay. All right. I'll tell you what, we've got another break here. Let's go ahead and take that, and
sure.
We'll come back and talk some more with Sharon. Event coordinator for Sparta Flight Fest out at Sparta Airport. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back, 9:47. 10 minutes left in the program today, and we're talking with Sharon Marquardt, the event coordinator for Sparta Flight Fest out at Sparta Aero. And that's coming up this Saturday, as we said, and lots of activities that'll be going on and stuff.
Yes, Saturday, September 14th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. At Sparta Community Airport. Remember, it's a free event, free admission, free parking, and we invite the listeners to come out for a day of fun.
And what were the times when that starts at? What?
10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
10 a.m. to 4, so mark that down. I mean, that's And the, as we mentioned, the weather is going to cooperate, I think, this
yes.
time.
Yes, it will. It better.
You've got the order in, right?
That's yes, that. I do. I put it in. But this event will happen rain or shine, so.
Right. So we'll hope for shine and cooler weather. So.
Thank you. Yes, we will.
You mentioned, I guess, you have a website. Too?
We do. You can find out more details and information on ksararairport.com. We'll have all of the events listed on there, and it also has pictures of previous Flight Fest, so people can get an idea of what to expect when they show up.
Give us, and we've touched on it at different points, but just kind of give us an idea of someone coming out there, what are they going to see?
Sure. So they'll be parking. There'll be gentlemen out there, volunteers out there, and ladies. And they'll get a program as they park. They'll walk up. We do have the main FBO, but the Young Eagle flights, I'm sure everyone's going to be interested in knowing where that will be taking place, which will be the main hangar. But they'll walk up. They'll see the food trucks. They'll see vendors to the north side. Mm-hmm. And then toward the runway, that's where all the aircraft will be staged. But the back hangar, main hangar, will be where helicopter rides will take place and Young Eagle events, so and all the kids' activities. So, yeah.
So, and bring a little cash, because I think that Discovery Flight is really kind of neat.
Yes, the Discovery Flight. We do sell a lot of those that the day of. Unfortunately, we will not be able to perform any Discovery Flights that day, but they are only $89. So, come get your first flight lesson at Sparta Aero for $89.
So, and as we mentioned, if that really catches your fancy, I mean, you do offer flight instruction.
We sure do. So after your first initial introductory course or training lesson, you can start up and do full-time if you'd like flight lessons. So it's only 40 hours to complete to get a private pilot's license. And anyone can do it. So it's not, just geared towards certain people. So if you have the itch, come on out.
So if you want to go down to, say, Florida or something mm-hmm. like that, you can get down there a little quicker.
Then. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You don't have to follow the road. You can just kind of skip over.
Yeah. Yes, that's true.
What all goes on out at the airport, I guess?
Well, yesterday we had some unexpected visitors show up early. We had a United States Army Cobra and a Huey show up, which was really cool. I got my first little lesson in a Cobra. It's really cool. You never know what to expect out there. We had a Citabria doing some training, which is an aerobatic plane. Mm-hmm. They were out there yesterday. We have crop dusters that come in. Military aircraft that show up, we're always pleased.
and it's always a Black Hawk in out there.
Oh, yeah, I know, right? We had a couple Chinooks a few months ago, and that was that attracted a lot of people over to our
right.
to our airport.
You can usually hear those coming in.
Yes, they're thunderous. So,
I guess there's stuff. I mean, you see activity going on all the time there. So, I mean, a lot of people think, oh, it's a small airport. There's not a whole lot going on. There's a lot more going on, I think, than what people see.
Absolutely. We have travelers that just pop in for fuel or they need to take a rest. But if you see a plane, you're interested, you can pop on over, and we're happy to educate people. We do preschool field trips all the time and give the little kids, a tour of the airport grounds and hopefully give them perks to, interest in flying when they grow up. So
just anything kind of relating to flying in that.
And mm-hmm. Yeah. And again, this is a family-friendly event. We're also dog-friendly there for the Flight Fest this Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. We just want everybody to come out and have a good time.
Right. And you said there's going to be helicopter rides.
Helicopter rides, Young Eagle flights, which is, kids ages 8 through 17 will get a complimentary Young Eagle flight that day. But just be sure to register, show up a little early and register. And I'm sure there'll be a line, but just be patient and we'll have some activities to keep the munchkins occupied.
Any unique aircraft you're looking
at? One of our most popular is the Stearman that's based out there. That is an open cockpit biplane, which is a big, it's eye candy. Everybody loves it. And it has been our winner in previous years for best of show aircraft. Usually the public will vote on their favorite aircraft. This year we will have a panel of judges, and the Fly Girls will also be judging their favorite car or show car and their favorite aircraft. And we have trophies for that.
That's right. And we forgot to mention that it'll be you think of the airport, but there's also gonna be a car show as well.
Yes. We want to keep people there, and the cars that we've had in the past have been really nice to look at, and it attracts people. So there's something there for everybody.
So, and it's all free.
All free. Free parking, free admission. Just come out and have a good day and see some airplanes and bring the kids out for a day of fun. It'll be sunshine. And We look forward to seeing everybody.
You know, people even, from Sparta maybe that have lived here for years but have never really paid much attention to the airport, it's like I've driven by it on a regular basis, but stop in and just see what all's
Yes, we welcome everybody. Just pop in and we'll give you some a little tour, and just we invite everybody to just pop in. It's a gem, it really is.
Right. The airport's had kind of a storied history, so
yes it does. I did find out Sparta Aero Services was founded in 1988 by Marvin Campbell, which is now run by manager Scott Marquardt. And this is ultimately his vision, the Flight Fest, so he brought this to life, and I just kind of put it together.
So he came up with the idea, and you get to do the whole
yes,
thing.
Yes, yes. Yes. It's team effort, though, for sure. Right, the team out there is great, and we've been working really hard for this event, and we hope that the community enjoys it, and we hope it's worth their time, because that's what we're here for. So
like I said, there's everything there. There's food. There's you get to see the airplanes.
Yes.
And you get to take a helicopter ride if you want.
Yes.
Just kind of enjoy the day, and like we said, the weather I think is going to cooperate, so don't have anything to do Saturday, well now you do.
Come on out to Sparta Airport.
All right, well I think we pretty well covered everything, but Sharon, thanks for stopping in.
Thank you, and I'd like to thank our sponsors, Sparta Airport Authority, TMW, which is the material works from Redbud, and Facer Insurance Agency from Rantoul, Illinois. Thank you guys, and we hope to see you all Saturday, September 14th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Sparta Aero's Flight Fest.
Right. Like you said, without the sponsorship, just like in radio, you gotta, for the sporting events, you gotta have sponsors before you can have the event, and it kind of gives them some publicity, and it also helps out the airport as well.
Absolutely, it's a win-win.
All right, again, Sharon, thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much, Jeff. It was my pleasure.
And that will wrap things up here on The People Speak, and we will talk to you again tomorrow. Actually, I forgot what day it was.
That's all right.
Have a great day.
Bye, guys.